I think it's very significant in the history of our justice delivery system in that we now have dedicated anti-corruption courts. And it's significant in two ways. Firstly, we are sending a message to would-be people who want to be corrupt that it's no longer business as usual. So it's a deterrent measure on its own when people, they are conscious that if I engage in corrupt activities, there is an express route to prison. That's the first point, that is deterrent. The second point is that we mean business. We have to deal with corruption in order to turn around the economy. As a result, we sat down, we agreed all the stakeholders that are involved in the justice delivery system, from the police, the anti-corruption, the Judicial Service Commission, the National Prosecuting Authority, and I directed them that we need anti-corruption courts that are specific to the issue, so that we send a message to everyone to ensure that we get rid of it and we instill confidence within our citizenry that Zimbabwe is no longer going to tolerate corrupt activities.
But prior to this launch, how long was it taking for the judiciary services to clear some alleged corruption cases?
Prior to the launch, you realize that the cases were treated normally. In other words, you were arrested, there was a normal role, you had to join the queue. And what we realized with corrupt people is once you give them a long time before the trial, they will negotiate their way and corrupt those officials. So what we are trying to do is we want to ensure that we expedite the cases and as quickly as possible so that those corrupt people, before they know it, the cases are concluded.
So this is also to fulfill one of the pledges made by President Emmerson Mnangagwa that he is going to deal decisively with corrupt activities.
Oh, yes, exactly the point. When he spoke about corruption in his inauguration speech and in the various forums, we then took it up as a ministry to say, as one of our 100-day programs, we need to address the issue of corruption and as one of the issues that the president indicated that is very central to his administration.
In most parts of the world, Honorable Ziambi, usually the people complain that those in power target those who are not in power when it comes to issues of corruption. Is Zimbabwe going to treat it differently?
There are no sacred cows. I indicated when we held a meeting with all the stakeholders that the message from the president is that there should not be any sacred cow. We should deal with all our citizens equally, and anyone found to be corrupt, we have to deal with them. And this is the message that we are sending out there.